Yeah, something we all adore, something worth dying for. Stuck in this game, but praising your name, your grace will change the game. Something we all adore, something worth dying for. Stuck in this game, but praising your name, your grace will change the game.
My heart, my soul, you can take full control of my life. I give you my mind, my love, you've been so much more for my life.
Pray with me for a moment and we'll get started. Father God, Lord, we are just so grateful, Lord God, this morning for this beautiful day, Lord God, that you've given us, Father. For the breath of life, Lord God, that you've put in our bodies. And Lord, for one more chance just to walk in the earth and to be part of what you're doing and to be in connection with you. Lord, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true living God, and your Son whom you sent, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we have life because you drew us unto yourself, Lord. And Lord, we are so grateful, Lord God, that you gave us a will and an understanding to respond. And Lord, this day, Father, we respond to the leading of your Spirit, Lord. Lord, we bind every demonic spirit. We take authority over every work of the devil. We break it. We cast it out, Lord. We call it null and void. And Father, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, just for the free flow of your Spirit in this time. And Lord, in every place that we would go, Lord God, that you would just break bondages, break yokes, Lord God. Break every work of the devil wherever your people may go, Lord, as we flow in the power of your Spirit in these days and in these times. Thank you so much, Lord God, for this day. Lord, I just acknowledge openly that, Lord, there's nothing good in me but your Spirit. And so to your Spirit, Lord, I do yield even right now, Lord. And we go forward in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. Really nice to see everyone after a little while. How have you been? How have you been? What has God been speaking to your hearts these days? You know, we go through different seasons, different times. Sometimes things might feel like they're a little bit quiet. Other times it seems like so much is going on. But we live in this, we live in a relationship with our Creator. And he is speaking to us. You know, so often what happens is most people's relationship with God is one-sided. They will speak to God. And that's it. And usually the way that works is, oh God, there's a problem. Jesus, please help me. And thank you, Jesus. And so often what happens is too, is people don't even allow themselves to be in a spiritual position where they can actually hear God. And they can hear what He's speaking to them and He's speaking to the church. In Revelation 2 and Revelation 3, there's three major instructions that go to every church, and one of them is, to him that has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Not let him speak what he thinks God should do in this situation. So it doesn't say let everyone that has a voice speak to God what they think he should do right now. But it says, let him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, and let to him that overcomes.
Okay.
So an individual, not the group, let him, the individual person, let be in a spiritual position where you can receive what the Spirit of God is saying to you. And as you act in this connection with the Spirit, out of what God is showing you, you live the overcoming life that God intends. So you remain in Him, His words remain in you. Okay. You know, it's interesting. I was traveling for some time this last time. And the world is changing. You know, as I was out and as I was looking and as I was seeing, just talking to people, you go into a place, the Spirit of God will show you different things. And the world is changing right now. You know, it's interesting how many people are motivated by fear right now. They're very, very afraid. They're afraid of things that are happening in economies and countries. They're afraid of wars. They're afraid of diseases that are coming. They're living in a state of perpetual fear. And you know, it's interesting to me, when I read scripture, I see it becomes more and more clear, even as you see the word unfold, how it is that people will look to man and not to God. Because, alright, scriptures tell us that there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death, right? In Proverbs 14, Proverbs 16. So man does to himself, makes his own problems when he goes his own way apart from the Spirit of God. So man makes all these problems, starts destroying himself, then gets very afraid of the problems that he's made for himself. And then another man will stand up and say, oh, I will be your savior, I will help you fix your problems. And then people say, ah, okay, let's trust this one. Let's trust that one. Let's trust this world leader. Let's trust this religious person. They seem like they know what to do. And the problem is, it was the thinking of man that got you into the problem in the first place. What makes you think that the thinking of man will get you out of the problem? No, there's only one way ever that we have ever gotten out of the issues that we've been in. And that's been when a person has humbled themselves, bowed their knee before their Creator, and said, Lord, I need you, I need a Savior, I need Jesus. Mm-hmm. Would you please show me the way out of this? Would you please show me the way through this situation? So likewise, until people are willing to do that, you remain down this track. Okay. Now the world is going to stay on that track, just so you know. The world will continue to go on that line as a large majority of people for your entire existence while you're here in the world. Because Matthew 7 talks about how that there's the broad is the way and wide is the road that leads to destruction, and many go thereby. So the majority will always be going in that direction. But what we have as followers of Christ is the power and the ability, as the Spirit of God is in us, to go against the grain. To walk in the other direction. So as the world is being swept in a current going one direction, as we keep our eyes on Christ, we, like Peter, are above that water and we walk in the other direction. Okay, let's go to John chapter 5. It says, verily, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Okay, so ultimately, we are those people, we are those that have heard the voice of God, heard what the Spirit of God has said, responded because the Spirit of God drew us to Him. And we have crossed over from death into life. Now, Paul talks about it in Acts 26, his own experience, and he talks about too, from the power of Satan unto God. See, those that are under the power of Satan are also in basically the track of death. Now understand, and we do, that the fact that the devil and his kingdom has very real strong power. And if it was just you by yourself with nothing else, you would be run over very quickly by that power. So, and they know that. So that's why they do so much to attack your mind, to keep you from realizing the other thing you have access to. See, the servants of the world system, or we're servants of the kingdom of God. The servants of the world system, what they do is they sell themselves into that system.
You think,
And then what they do is then they have to do whatever it is that that system requires to rob, steal, kill, and destroy to work their way up to bigger positions in that system. And they get power and they get access depending on their rank in that system. And usually, by and large, their ranking is based on how much of a servant they are to the cause of that system. Okay, so that's that side. But the kingdom of God, it's amazing what God makes and gives access to His people. Acts 1:8 talks about how you will receive power when the Spirit of God comes upon you. Now that power is called, even in the Greek, it's called martus, that you will be power to be witnesses, martus, the same word where we get the word martyr. Keep your finger in John 5, we'll come back there, but go to Acts chapter 1. And verse 8, it says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Okay, so that the Spirit of God comes upon you, and the word witness is the same word that you get the word martyr from. So the power of the Spirit of God comes upon those that are His that are in connection with the Father. And it enables, it does two things. One, it puts to death in us that which is not of God, because the Spirit compels us towards that. And then it gives us also the ability to exercise that God-given will. We have the power now to make a godly decision in our life. See, before, when people were under the power of Satan in the world of death, before, when they were in that, they had no power in themselves to make a good decision for their life. Sure, they do little things here and there, but in the end, their life was controlled by the hierarchy that they were part of in a system of death.
Ini
And when a person crosses over from death unto life, from the power of Satan unto God, greater is he that lives in us than he that is in the world. So now all of a sudden something has changed. So you can have a 12-year-old child with the power of the Spirit of God in them. And that power that God has put in that child is more than enough to stand up against every world leader, every principality, every power of darkness, because that power of God in that child is greater than all of it. Okay, so this is the truth. This is the fact of the situation we live in. So the truth is that there's a sun in the sky we can see. That's a fact.
And so,
there are just realities that are there that are true in life. And so for us, now think about it, if you were the devil, if you think about it like this, you were the devil for a moment. Okay, and Jesus Christ has now come and defeated you at the cross. Okay, so you had your thing going, everything seemed like you were okay, and now Jesus Christ has come, defeated you at the cross, made an open spectacle of you, made you look ridiculous. And now, the power that he puts in a 12-year-old can knock down everything and everyone that you have within your whole kingdom. How now do you deal with that if you're the devil? Now, if you're the devil, how do you deal with this? Because you're stuck. You're stuck with the reality, which is that you've been defeated. You're stuck with the reality that the fact that the forces that you have to work with, the powers that you have to work with, are inferior and have less power, far less power than the forces of God in even the smallest one of his soldiers. So what do you do? If you're the devil. Okay. One thing that you do is you realize, how many of you have heard of psychological warfare? The battle for the mind. It's the battle for the mind. I'll give you an example. When Hitler, you remember Germany and the fighting with the Second World War, yes? They had this thing called the Blitzkrieg, which was a way that they would attack. They would attack the other side. It was the way that they would attack the enemies. And they would put underneath the planes this siren that would catch the air. It was like a whistle underneath the plane that would catch the air.
Then
And what would happen is when the plane would drop like this and then go down to drop bombs, as it would go down, this siren would go off like this, and everyone would hear this noise of these planes coming. Now whether a bomb hit you or not, it had an effect on the people that would hear that. And the effect would be all these people would be nervous and looking around, oh, there's bombs coming, and they don't know where the bomb is coming from. And so people would be very afraid of something that wouldn't even hit them. It would go hit way over there, but they'd be all afraid of something that just because they heard something. There's a lot of I've read some military books, some military classics. And a massive part of military strategy is the ability to outthink your opponent. And to control your opponent's thinking and your opponent's response. And when people understand their opponent and they are able to control their response, someone can defeat a much, much bigger army with a very small amount of people. In this country, for 3 decades, we had a very small military group making a very big problem for an entire country and for a much bigger army. So there is a battle going for your mind and a battle going for the way that you think. You know, I when I came back, I turned on my television, and the television in the back, all of a sudden sparks started coming and the television blew up. So I turned it on, turned it off, turned it on, turned it off, then it stopped. It's completely... And you know what? So I unplugged it, put it by the door. I have to go check if see if somebody can fix it. I see. But all of a sudden now, without that coming into my house, all of the things that come on the late night about all the problems and the flus and the this economy, none of that's coming to my home. None of that's coming into my house. And so I don't necessarily know what those things are that are coming. Now, I can still get my news in different ways if I want to, but I'm saying that a lot of these things that are coming and the way that they're being presented to me, now they don't have that access into my life. No, because it doesn't work. Now there's a way that things are presented to you all over the world in this country for to get you to think and act a certain way.
ඉතින් දැන් මේ ලෝකයේ මේ ක්‍රමයක් තියෙනවා. ඒ කියන්නේ මේ රට තුල වුණත් ඔබට කොහොමද යම් යම්කිසි දෙයක් ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නේ ඔබට හරියන විදිහට කියන එක යම්කිසි ප්‍රමයක් මේ ලෝකේ තියෙනවා.
For example, this whole swine flu thing, yes?
දැන් උදාහරණයක් ගත්තොත් මේ උණ ගැන
H1N1. I call it the bacon flu. I call it the bacon flu because it's been cooked up. Because if you do some research on it, you find out one, it's a man-made thing. It's not naturally occurring. The second thing is that the way that this virus was engineered, as it mutated from person to person, it got weaker and weaker, and now the virus that there, the actual virus, is much weaker than even the regular flu. And these shots that they're trying to give people, those are actually much more dangerous than any of these flu things. What's in the shots are much worse for people. The vaccine. But look at the way that something like that has been presented. So man, evil man, creates a problem, releases it on a population, which then it doesn't have the effect that they wanted it to. And then, because they're all in connection, big pharmaceutical companies and government, and they all do lunch and dinner together and everything, so then big amounts of money given to these other people for them to then manufacture something that's still bad for the people. And the whole time, what's coming through the television and the news for everyone is, ooh, this is the worst thing, it's terrible, it's really bad, everyone's scared, pandemic. So I've had friends and family members that have had the swine flu, and they're like, you know, it's just a bad flu. It's just a flu. But there's evidence that what's in the vaccine is much, much worse for people. In fact, I saw something that said that because of the way that they've been asked to make the vaccines in such large numbers, they've also requested to get signed off so that any health problems people have from the shot, that no one can sue the companies that made the vaccines. And some of the initial stuff coming back is already there's some 3,000 people suffering paralysis from the vaccines. Already, paralyzed. Now, is that being picked up in your news? No, because again, back to it. Servants of the devil, rob, steal, kill and destroy, control your mind, get you to do something out of fear. You know, I've seen so many times, fear is a very powerful motivator for people. If you can get people afraid and scared, and if you can just scare them enough, they will run all over like a chicken with their head cut off.
Have you?
Have you seen that for Ramadan? They cut 40 chickens and then they're all over. I have seen people just like that. Just like that. I know they look as ridiculous as the chickens. Why? Because for the follower of Christ, as the Spirit of God works in you, perfect love drives out what? All fear. There you go. And this is why also the world works very hard to keep you from having a real connection with God. So go ahead, tell it. It's true. Go ahead. See, if you have a real connection with God, you're not afraid of anything. If you have a real connection with God, you are not afraid of anything. The righteous are as bold as lions. We're not afraid of anything. Why? Because we know that our lives are in the hands of the Creators. We've already crossed over from death unto life. I've already stepped out of death. I'm already alive. That death was paid in Christ Jesus. They can't kill me twice. Sure, this body stops at some point in time. And whether it's tomorrow or whether it's 80 years from now, does not matter. Because every one of us leaves this world in this life. And when we leave, my desire is that God's word back to me and to all of us would be, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." This is one that followed me all the days of his life. This is one that did that which I instructed him to do. He went that way. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Isn't that nice? So the contrast of that is a defeated enemy. The devil is defeated, but a defeated enemy working so hard to control your mind and your thinking so that you never realize who you really are in him. So this comes to you through your media? This comes to you through your newspapers? This comes to you through religions? This comes to you through your religions. Why? Why does it come to you through your religion? But one thing that religions do, all religions, and I have to say this, including the religion of Christianity, which is very different than the relationship with God. All religions give people a man-made system of some way that you are to go through life. Do this, don't do this, listen to this, and then you'll be okay.
ඔබ මේක කරන්න එපා ඔබ මේක කරන්න ඔබ මේකට ඇහුම්කම් දෙන්න එතකොට ඔබ
Whereas God's instruction is, listen to my voice, be in connection with me, and walk out the path that I have for you. And the problem that people have is now when the trials and tribulations of life come and your religion doesn't work, now what do you do? When the crises of life come, are you afraid? You've been in the temple for 30 years, are you afraid? You've been going to service for the last 25 years, crisis comes, problems come, where do you go now for help? Do you run to 50 people and ask them what they think? Do you see who's got some kind of connection somewhere in some office to help you? How much fear is still in your heart? Whatever fear is still in your heart is the fear that will be able to control you. That's why the instruction was perfect love drives out how much fear? Perfect love drives out all fear. It's very important that all of it is driven out.
Sorry?
It's very important that all of it's driven out. How does that work? It's like Jesus with the whip in the temple. Out, 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 get out. Drives out all fear. Not, please, would you please think about going, Mr. Fear?
Yeah.
If it's not too much trouble, is Tuesday a good day for you to move? No, perfect love drives out all fear. It violently removes and pushes that out of your life till there's nothing left. And that is why the people of God, when those that walk with Him, in connection with Him, He then, by the flow of the Spirit of God through your life, pushes all of that out till there's no fear remaining in you.
ඒකයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ආත්මය ඔබ සම්බන්ධ වෙලා ඉන්නකොට සුදත්න මහන්සේ කරන්නේ ඒකයි ඔබ තුලින් ඒ බය සම්පූර්ණයෙන්ම සුදත්න බලය තුලින් සම්පූර්ණයෙන් ඒ බය කොටසක්වත් ඉතුරු නොවන පරිදි අයින් කරලා දානවා
You may have a thorn in the flesh like Paul did. You may have human issues that you might have going on. You might have some aches and pains in your body as you're putting more miles on the car. But perfect love drives out all fear in this life. And so for us, we are a people that is moved by what's left in there, because all the fear is gone, we are moved by the love of God.
Then, ඊට පස්සේ අපි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ මනුෂ්‍යයන් හැටියට මොනවාද අපේ ජීවිතේ දැන් මේ බය ඔක්කොම අයින් කරලා පස්සේ ඉතුරු වෙලා තියෙන්නේ? සම්පූර්ණ ප්‍රේමය දෙවියන්වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය. ඉතින් අපි දෙවියන්වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය අනුව ගමන් කරනවා කියලාත් බවට පත් වෙනවා.
Our motive for action, our motive for responding, our motive for doing whatever we do is because we live in connection with the Spirit of God. His love has filled our lives and our hearts, and we respond based on the love of God that's in us.
ඉතින් අපි යම් කිසි දෙයකට පෙළඹෙනවා මොනවාද පෙළඹෙන්නේ ප්‍රේමයෙන් යම් කිසි ක්‍රියාවක් කරන්නද? ඔව් අපි පෙළඹෙනවා හේතුව දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ආත්මය තුළින් අපි දැන් ගමන් කරන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය අපි හදවත් තුළ තියෙනවා.
So this day, if there is a place, see, here's another thing too. God will not override your free will. If you want to choose to live in fear, you have that choice. The devil and the enemy of your soul would love for you to be afraid about all kinds of things that you can't do anything about anyway. But if you would choose to receive the love of God in every aspect of your life and allow Him to drive out any kind of fear that may be in you, God will do that by the power of His Spirit. So this is where it comes down to again a place of honesty and your relationship with Him. And you before the Father in the quietness of your own room and your own house, you can go before Him and say, Lord, examine me, show me, is there places where I have allowed fear to rest and reside where you would desire to drive it out?
මගේ ජීවිතයේ යම් කිසි ස්ථානයක කොටසක මම ඔබ වහන්සේ ඉවත් කළ යුතු බය මගේ ජීවිතේ කොතනක හරි මම උදවිය තියනවා කියලා.
And in any one of those places that He shows and reveals to you, say, Lord, would You please drive out all fear in my heart so the decisions that I make would be based on Your love and Your direction as far as this goes. God will most certainly do it.
I ain't scared of death, I'm scared of life. I share my breath with the air tonight. So clear, I can't ignore it. No fear, I'm ready for it. I ain't scared of death, I'm scared of life. I share my breath with the air tonight. So clear, I can't ignore it. No fear, I'm ready for it. I ain't scared of death, I'm scared of life. I share my breath with the air tonight. So clear, I can't ignore it. No fear, I'm ready for it. I ain't scared of death, I'm scared of life. I share my breath with the air tonight. So clear, I can't ignore it. No fear.